could understand. She found out I was a poor man, yeah, but I was a good man. She couldn't understand. Now when she left me, she got in the door. She waved me goodbye. I haven't seen her no more. She found out I was a good man. She knew I was a poor man. She couldn't understand. The doctors and nurses, they shaking my hand. Say you can go home now, Skip. You're the son of a man. Because you's a good man, you's a poor man.
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Good evening. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, hey, thanks for tuning in, and hope you're having a good night and a great start to your week. Made it through the weekend blizzard here. Certainly is a cold one in Steel City, but we got a lot of great tunes lined up, so make sure you stick around. Tis the season. Yes, we've been putting it off with all our bah humbugs, but the season of joy, merriment, and goodwill towards all man is finally upon us. So tonight we will be featuring in the garage a punk rock Christmas. Stick around, I've got a lot of great music filled with merriment and joy coming from some of the most classic punk rock artists. We'll be taking a listen to some lesser known holiday songs as well as some covers of some traditional classics. We'll be starting tonight off with Gwen Stefani, No Doubt, with their song Oi to the World. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio Punk Rock Christmas.
fried banana with a greasy black peel. I wouldn't touch you with a
burning apple ball.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. Your termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the
seasick crocodile.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
You're a rocker, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful thoughts. Your heart's in dead to metal spots with moldy and purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul's an appalling dump, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable.
You're a three-decker sauerkraut toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce!
Was the Suicide Machines with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, I'm doing a punk rock Christmas tonight. I got lined up a bunch of holiday tunes, all in the theme of punk rock and roll. Coming up, I have a group called The Members with their rendition of Silent Night. Also have 54 Graves on the way. But up first, here is a group called The Unwritten Law with their cover of Please Come Home for Christmas. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio Punk Rock Christmas.
Bells will be ringing.
Hallelujah and Silent Night. That was the Members playing an absolutely sort of iconic holiday song. Before that, we had a group known as 45 Graves with their cover of Snow Miser. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and while I'm doing a punk rock Xmas special tonight, thanks for joining me. Hope you're having a good night. I've got, well, one of the kings of punk rock, Mr. Iggy Pop, on the way. But up next, it may be the punk rock Christmas special, but we also need to acknowledge the other holidays this time of year, this season. So up next, I've got Mr. Adam Sandler and the Hanukkah song. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Tonight is the seventh night of Hanukkah, and here to sing a Hanukkah song is Adam Sandler.
Thanks very much. Well, when I was a kid, this time of year always made me feel a little left out because in school there were so many Christmas songs, and all us Jewish kids had was the song Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. And so I wrote a brand new Hanukkah song for you Jewish kids to sing, and I hope you like it. Put on your yarmulke. To celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah, so do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonica celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. Oh, boy. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I think his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuana. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Christmas. Iggy Pop there, showing you who the real idiot is, man. That was Iggy Pop with his rendition of White Christmas. You're listening to Garage Radio's Punk Rock Xmas special. My name's Joe. Hope you've enjoyed the holiday tunes I've been playing tonight. I got a lot of great more musical merriment on the way, so make sure you stick around right after these quick messages. This is Garage Radio.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property. And you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, tonight I am doing my Punk Rock Xmas special. Hope you enjoy the merriment and music I've got in store for us. I've got some Kinks on the way. Wouldn't be Christmas without Father Christmas. But up first, here is the Sex Pistols with, well, the whole point of tonight's show, Punk Rock Christmas. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
Christmas this year. There are folks that will change her hairstyle for a day. The Queen will sing anarchy in the UK. And old Mick Jagger will adopt the strangler swagger. Yeah, 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 baby. Mick White will take up the electric guitar. And Johnny Ramone will get a sled for a car. The damn, they say, who play the full voice in a play, in a play, in a play. Let's go.
this year.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I
want
to sell your tea with any of the hot rods on the back. I want a car on TV so I can kick it in. I want an ace guitar for subscription to Punk Magazine.
What else do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want that clock in the clock face of Queen with a picture sleeve.
With a picture sleeve?
Yeah, with a picture sleeve!
If you're a good little boy, your wish will come true.
Yeah, that I bloody well, baby! We gonna give you...
Father Christmas, give us some toys. That was the Kinks there with possibly one of my all-time absolute favorite Christmas songs. You're listening to Garage Radio Punk Rock Xmas Special. My name's Joe, and well, I've been trying to play some musical merriment tonight to get us into the holiday season. All right, on the way, we'll be taking a listen to a group known as the Anti-Nowhere League. Also have a classic track from the Ramones on deck. Coming up next on the Christmas Punk Rock Special, here's Smash Mouth with Snoopy's Christmas. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of his men and called on Snoopy to do it again. T'was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. He's by the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With eyes on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught.
Oh,
don't start with
me. Well, don't start with me. We were supposed to visit my parents in Mineola. But no, we have to have a Christmas party for your friends.
My friends?
Yes, your friends.
What about your
friends? I don't have any friends.
You're right. You're right. Because you don't know how to make friends.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with. Always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby?
honey.
I'm so sorry. We shouldn't fight like this on Christmas.
I know. What a Are stupid okay? thing. I'm sorry.
It's frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and I've simply no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, so I bought me this bag for chopping. Let's turn the lights down low and let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It's cold, we'll be warm. Man, the weather outside is shocking. Is it time for another chopping? So turn the lights down low. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Nowhere League with their rendition of Let It Snow. A little earlier, we had the Ramones packing it together with Merry Christmas, Let's Not Fight. Oh, isn't that on the docket every year? Hey, you're listening to Garage Radio's punk rock special. My name's Joe. Hope you've been enjoying the music I've been playing tonight. I wanted to take it a little different here. A little lesser known kind of classic rock holiday tune. This is Greg Lake with his song I Believe in Father Christmas. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio Punk Rock Xmas Special.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. Veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire.
Joe, and you've been listening to Garage Radio Punk Rock Xmas Special. Hope you've enjoyed some of the merriments and holiday tunes I've been putting down tonight. Also sort of get us in the season of joy, merriments, goodwill towards all mankind. Well, it wouldn't be the holidays, it wouldn't be this time of year if we didn't pay a little tribute to Miss Mariah Carey. Yes, we can't fight her off much longer. It's inevitable that Mariah Carey will be upon us, but if I'm going to be playing Mariah Carey, I'm doing it on my own terms. This is a, well, mashup sort of song. Mariah Carey featuring the joyous Christmas antics of Metallica. Here is All I Want for Christmas Is For Whom the Bell Tolls. Hey, thanks for listening, and hey, happy holidays. Catch you next time.
I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy to, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew, and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if you played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we kicked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got fashion suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
Get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
money boy. was Joe's first confrontation with the law. Naturally, we were easy on him. One of our friendly counselors gave him a donut and told him to stick closer to church-oriented social activities.
This is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport.